Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 23 of In His Steps. Today's title is Abraham Served Through Hospitality. Henry Nouwen said, "Hospitality means primarily the creation of a free space where the stranger can enter in and become a friend instead of an enemy." Our text is in Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. "And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, 'O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves. And after that, you may pass on since you have come to your servant.' So they said, 'Do as you have said.' And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, 'Quick, three seas of fine flour, knead it and make cakes.' And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he prepared, and he set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate." Abraham's life gives us multiple lessons on faith. In Genesis 18, his life also exemplifies serving with hospitality. Victor Hamilton offers this explanation of Genesis 18. The emphasis here is on Abraham's solicitude as host. His actions were including giving water to his guests so they would wash their feet and offering them rest and food. Once they were refreshed, they may continue on their journey. Such hospitality in the ancient Near Eastern world would not be strange. Indeed, its absence would be strange and disturbing. The host is responsible for his guests' needs and safety as long as the guest remains under his roof. On an earlier occasion, Abraham, when he himself was the visitor, received anything but a hospitable reception from the Egyptians in Genesis chapter 12. They accept Abraham's offer, "Very well, do as you have spoken." They eat. Like Joseph, who conceals his identity from his brothers, Yahweh and his angels conceal their identity from Abraham. He does not know that he is entertaining angels unawares, as Hebrews 13 tells us. John Walton adds even deeper insight. "The bowing, foot washing, and offer of refreshment in the shade and a meal are all standard aspects of meticulous hospitality. Protocol required that the meal served to the guests exceed what was first offered. Thus, Abraham simply offers a meal, but what he orders prepared is freshly baked bread, a calf, and a mixture of milk and yogurt. The three seas of flour, which was 20 quarts, used to make bread again, reflects Abraham's generosity to his guest. But what is particularly generous here is the fresh meat, an item not normally found in their daily diet." Trimper Longman III provides another detail concerning Abraham's hospitality. "The emphasis on hurrying throughout this passage emphasizes urgency, and this, along with the quality of the food, demonstrates both Abraham as an excellent host and his recognition of the importance of his guest. He lets them eat while he attends to their needs, standing there by the tree." Abraham offers the standard hospitality, but then goes way beyond the norm. He rushes to serve his guest the finest he has to offer. Abraham serves his unique guest with the utmost respect, humility, and kindness. We can learn a lot from Abraham's servant spirit. First, give more than what is required or expected. Second, be hospitable by giving the best you have to offer. And third, serve others at the same standard or even higher than you wish to be served. Overall, greet others with the same honor you would use if you were welcoming Jesus into your home. Some things to think about today. What additional lessons can you glean from Abraham's hospitality? Why is it important that Abraham gave his guest the best he had to offer? Consider Hebrews 13 for your answer that tells us, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." What are your thouts on Henry Nouwen's quote from the beginning of today's devotion? May we all show hospitality today. Be blessed, my friend.